I will explain one more section, how human beings comes to be. The last paragraph, page 148. From the source comes the true mind in pure awareness, before the knowing. Man, because of the basic ignorant cause, since time without beginning, by the first thought of ignorance, we screen the true mind. So this is what the Buddha meant by inconceivable is the first thought of ignorance that condition humanity to like get lost and become what it is. So this is the Surangama's version that really describes how the first thought of ignorance comes. So he said, man, because of basic ignorant cause, means this is like the stirring that started. So basic ignorance means very basic, it's still very basic, not the complicated type of very conditioned ignorant or delusion. It's just the basic ignorant cause, means still at a very early stage. We are from that awareness nature, it starts to stir. And the first thought of ignorance, so since time without beginning, this is what the Buddha called as inconceivable, is the beginning. So this is the same. Since time without beginning, by the first thought of ignorance, which screened the true mind. That's why that true mind, that nature actually is get itself obscured. So when that thing happened, it became subject to birth and death. Birth and death means it conditioned the next thought. So these are initially very basic thought process, still very pure. Thus, both permanent and impermanent unite to transform that true mind into alaya vijnana, or store consciousness. So this is how it happened according to Mahayana, the Surangama Sutta. So both permanent and impermanent unite, that duality, to transform that true mind into alaya vijnana, or store consciousness. This is how the mundane mind starts, the root of samsara. The alaya consciousness has three characteristics. This is how karma comes in. A karmic one, which is basic ignorance resulting from self-evidencing, a changing of condition arising. So this one is the universal characteristics. A changing or condition arising one, which turns fundamental wisdom into false perception. That's how you become deceived. You perceive them to be real, to be unchanging, to be permanent, to be a permanent unchanging entity. That's why you can grasp onto it. So the karmic one, which is basic ignorance resulting from self-evidencing, a changing or condition arising one, which turns fundamental wisdom into false perception, the root of the first seven consciousness. So this one is about the eight consciousness that the Mahayana explained. So this is the seven consciousness, false perception, and its expression in appearances or form. So that's how you bring the external form into the mind. Because of basic ignorance, the spiritual brightness, the nirvanic absolute void, has changed into dull and deluded emptiness. This is called the primordial darkness. Hence Manjusri said, thus in delusion there appear one-sided emptiness. Within this dull emptiness, ignorant gradually crystallize and turn into illusionary form, make of the four elements, resulting in an imaginary world created within the void. When false perception confronted form, a very small portion of the form was gradually grasped as being self-possessed and being supported by wrong perception. Mind and form, or form and mind united, and grabs at this dim little form as the ego. thereby creating the living being made up of the five aggregates of form and mind. Hence, Manjushri continue, steadying itself, the thinking process make the continent, and the illusionary knower becomes the living being. So that's how you create and come. So that thinking process crystallize and solidify, yeah? Then they are the one that is responsible for the arising of the continents, the world system and other things. And the illusionary knower becomes a living being. Then via self-delusion and ignorance, the living being with the mundane or samsaric mind, five mental aggregates of form and mind, came to be via karmic conditioning, and this was then grasped at. Hence the self-delusion or sakayaditi. This was the origin of a living being. Ever since then, this living being grasps at the condition arising by aggregates of form and mind, as the ego, as the I and the me. So how then can he now recognize his boundless true mind before the stirring? That's why living being got lost for so long. How can they realize that they have a nature within? To silence the mind, to realize the pure awareness, also now they can't do it. So how can they return? There is no way. And they don't even know that they have fallen since the timeless or the limitless period, since the first thought of ignorance, the basic primordial darkness. So all this is the reason why living being can never as per what is written in the Surangama Sutta. So how then can they now recognize the boundless two mind before the stirring? Isn't it? Because you don't even know that you are from that nature that come up. So how can you return? How can you understand that you are originally just that beautiful nature, boundless true mind? Then comes the external phenomenal world, or the world of form and consciousness, created by the mundane mind via its condition arising thought and consciousness. So our meditation is to develop the wisdom to understand all this retrospectively, to return the entire external phenomenal world of form and consciousness back to the pure awareness or consciousness within the mundane mind. Then silence and still the mundane mind to connect back to the true mind before returning it to the source via the complete cessation of form and mind. So this is how you come out. Then you have to develop the wisdom, the insight to reverse all this. So the external phenomenal world of form and consciousness is created by the mundane mind through its mundane consciousness. So you have to return all external form and external thing that you perceive back to your mundane mind, mundane consciousness. Then this mundane consciousness, you have to return it to the pure awareness. This four circle. Very good. My daughter has it. So the external phenomenal world, is the external manifestation of mind created via mental consciousness, the external form, the world of consciousness. So you return it back to the mundane mind. So this mundane mind, because of self-delusion, the knower become the living being, the five aggregate of form and mind, traveler in space and time via karma. So this is how you come out and create the external manifestation of mind, means the world of external form, the world of consciousness. Then when you can cease your mundane mind and return to your true mind, which is the pure awareness, the silent mind, that is the beginning of understanding. This is your meditative mind. You have to meditate from here through the pure awareness, silent your mind. Then observe through mindfulness, see clearly this mundane mind. And see how they condition you into negativity, reaction, and stirring your mind. And see how you grasp and cling onto the external world of form. So all this understanding, the moment you understand, you can return them until the form and mind cease. Then you realize the enlightenment, which is Nibbana. And Nibbana is to realize the oneness nature, the Buddha nature. So return all external form or manifestation created by mind to mental consciousness, then mental consciousness to the pure awareness or the true mind to realize your Buddha nature or the oneness nature, which is also the source of all things. This is also the unconditioned Nibbana. Okay, good.